I'm Dave Fallon in Providence. A judge has cleared the way for the legal battle over Rhode Island's landmark pension overhaul to go before a jury and has also set a trial date of April 20th. And joining us with more about it is Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Scott, the state wanted a jury trial. What's the advantage of that should this go to trial? And we'll get to why it may not go before a jury a bit later.
Well, I think one of the things that a jury trial does is a jury trial is longer, it's more complicated, and you have to draw a jury. What this does is it gives both sides ample breathing room to try to forge a settlement and take this case out of the courts.
Now, a settlement came very close, but it was scuttled back in April. That's because one of the six union groups rejected the settlement. So what are the odds of the state will come to a new agreement with the unions?
I think the odds are pretty good, and there's a couple of reasons for that. First, Governor-elect Gina Raimondo has already said she would like to reopen the settlement talks, first of all. Secondly, most of the unions, except for a very small group of public safety police officers, they scuttled it. Now, I think if it came back, they might be convinced to do it, or you could even do a settlement without that union.
Now, in general, what is the advantage of a settlement?
Well, a settlement takes the uncertainty of adverse court decision off the table. Everyone knows that if this doesn't go the state's way, what could happen is like a $1 billion unfunded liability. You could literally put the entire state into bankruptcy.
So, Scott, if you were a betting man, would you put your money on a settlement?
Well, I'm not a betting man. If I was, I probably would have not taken the Patriots Sunday. But seriously, I do think there will be a settlement because I think politically it's viable at this time. There's an open window now to do this. With a new governor, one thing you're going to have to do is get approval of the General Assembly leadership.
Okay. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.